Hello, hello, hello. I am back. I'm fighting jet lag. I woke up maybe around 6:30. It's nearly 9 a.m. now, and I've really just been reflecting the whole morning, and I'm going to stop worrying about views and subscribers for the next month minimum. I might actually stop for the rest of my life. You know, that would actually be great. I watched this video in Gary Vee's channel. If you guys don't know Gary Vee, not Gary Vee the singer, Gary Vee, not Pure Energy, Gary Vee, Gary Vaynerchuk. If you guys know him, give this, little soundbite an applaud. Gary Vee, check him out on Instagram. There's this one video that, where he's talking to a kid, very recent. You guys can look it up. I think the caption is, "I want to be a YouTuber when I grow up." Then he looks at this kid, this kid is all hype, na parang, "Oh, wow, I'm meeting Gary Vee. I never thought I was gonna meet you." And then Gary Vee just stops him right there and says, "Hey, you know what? What do you wanna be when you grow up? A YouTuber. Okay, can you do me a favor?" "Yeah, what's that?" "Never, ever, ever, ever worry about how many people are watching your video. Can you promise that?" "Yeah, I promise." "You sure?" "Sure." Parang he had this whole conversation where he just told the kid, "Don't worry about your subscriber count or view count. Worry about whether you're making content that you love or not. You're making content that you like, or that you're passionate about or not. You need to be your biggest fan when you're making content." And I realized that for myself in the last maybe 2 months, I have just become overcome with brand deals and making money on YouTube and sustaining myself, that I kind of forgot the reason that I got in this in the first place. I never got into this as a job. I got into this just for fun, to have fun with my friends and to enjoy making videos and documenting my life. And I think I just want to go back to that. I have found new formats of content that I really like that are not vlogs. My most recent video about the five whys, practical self-help tips and advice and stuff. I really want to do that. Yung not my best birthday ko, you guys know that video. I also really want to keep making short film narration voiceover style videos like that. I'm gonna stop it with the clickbait videos first. Maybe, if I have good content, if I make a video about exactly what I'm talking about now, maybe I'll name it something like "Why I Stopped Vlogging, for a While," or "How come in the past, the past week or so I haven't been posting a lot." So, I mean, it's still gonna generate views somehow. I need to sustain myself, right? But then the actual content, I'm not going to compromise anymore. I used to have really good ideas, but now these good ideas have to pass through filters of, is the thumbnail good? Is it a clickbait title? Will it attract brands? Will it get more subscribers? And now, because that idea trickles down through all of those filters, in the end, I end up with a bad idea, And I am going to start doing what I love for the love of what I do. I'm not gonna do what I love for the money, not gonna do what I love for the views. I'm gonna do what I love simply for the love of what I do. And I'm gonna seek first God's kingdom. And I'm sure that everything else will follow because that's what He promised in the Bible. So if you are starting your day and you don't know why you do what you do, try to figure out, go back to why you started this whole passion project of yours. Why you started illustrating or writing or making music. What was that one moment or trigger that propelled you to get into this whole passion? And forget about the money or how many people like it first. Make it for yourself. And maybe you'll find a new world of just how amazing what you do really is.
Hi, Kuya Nate. Happy, happy birthday to you. We miss you here in Anchor. I wish you to be a more successful person. I wish you all the best and goodness in life. May God bless you and your family. Enjoy your day.
Hi Nate, I just wanted to ask, how did you mentally and emotionally prepare yourself knowing that you only had one semester left of college and then graduation and then jobs, jobs, jobs. Like, I do feel that I haven't learned enough yet at school. Like, kulang pa, and hence why I'm not ready to go into practice yet after graduation and board exams. So yeah, like, from your perspective, how did you prepare yourself mentally and emotionally? Thank you in advance, and I hope you have a good day.
Hey Chan, accept that you're gonna make mistakes, that you're gonna fail, and learn from them. Like, stop being afraid of making mistakes. I think that's what makes people so nervous for adulthood. That's what makes people so like, oh, I don't have enough experience, I don't know enough. Yeah, that's the truth. You don't know enough. You don't have enough experience. That's the same for me. I'm only 6 months into adulthood, or at least into like after graduation, right? And I know that I'm gonna make even more mistakes. Like, I've already made a lot and I'm gonna make more. But I'm gonna learn from them. You know, I'm gonna get better through them. They're gonna be learning experiences for me. And that's gonna generate my experience. There's no other way to learn. There's no other way to get better at life. There's no other way to experience, to gain experience than through mistakes. I think mistakes and failures are one of God's biggest blessings in our lives. What matters is how we treat them, how we look at them. Are they stepping stones? Are they building blocks? Or are they, I don't know, like, what are they gonna be your downfall? Don't let them be your downfall. Let them be stepping stones. I'm trying to think of one big mistake I've made. Well, dealing with brands, like just talking to them wrong, like not respecting them, not talking to them formally, or asking for too large a price and then they just back out completely. Like little things like that. I could have gotten this much money, let's say, you know, if I just didn't treat a brand this way, or I didn't ask for this price, I didn't negotiate. Sayang. But so what, you know? I learned, and now I know how to do better. All the greats of today, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, Steve Jobs, I don't know, all these people, the CEO of Uber, or I don't know, whatever. They're all where they are today because they made terrible mistakes in the past. And, don't forget this and they learned from them. So, you're gonna make terrible mistakes, but be committed to learning from them and getting better.